Statistical control is a very, very simple idea. It starts with the notion of mimicry. I take a variable, I use a multiplicative transformation to get its standard deviation as similar as possible to the criterion. I use an additive transformation to make sure that the mean of the predicted variable matches the mean of the criterion variable. Now I've got a variable that's as close as I can get to the criterion score for each person. The residual is the difference between their real criterion score and their predicted criterion score. Something you need to notice, the correlation between the criterion and the predictor is the same as the correlation between the criterion and the predicted criterion value based on that predictor, because a model is represented by what it predicts. A couple other things worth noting. The correlation between X and the residual is zero. Y prime is the part of the criterion that is related to the predictor. So the residual is the part of the criterion not related to the predictor. You with me? You got to get those two ideas. Y prime is the part of the criterion related to the predictor. The residual is the part of the criterion not related to the predictor. And this is just this same idea in a correlation form. The correlation between X and Y is the same as the correlation between Y and Y prime. So Y is related to Y prime as to X. Y prime is nothing other than a transformed version of X. As we said when we were talking about outlier and trimming and transforming and all of that, linear transformations will not change correlations. So we take X, we turn it into a mimic of Y by a multiplicative and an additive transformation, and the Y prime we end up with is perfectly correlated to X. X is unrelated to the residual. Y prime is the part of Y that's related to X, so the residual is the part of Y not related to X.